about them two churches. Not one complaint did the Lord have about them two churches. He had nothing but good to say, but as you read the other churches, he had somewhat against them, but he was thankful for the church here at Pergamos, and I want to share with you tonight, hold on to his name. Hold on to his name. This morning we talked about how that he can't be hid, how the Lord Jesus cannot be hid. And I want to share with you for just a few moments tonight. This was going to be part of my message Wednesday night, but it'd just be more than we could put in one service. So I want to share this tonight. Hold on to his name. The world don't care if you use the word God. You can use that all you want to. They will not be offended. But when you use the name Jesus, people will be offended. But tonight, hold on to his name. Revelation tonight, if you have a copy of God's word, I do ask you to stand once again. We're going to read Revelation chapter number 2. Verse number 12 and verse number 13 tonight. But verse 13 is where we're going to highlight and sit down for just a few moments tonight. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 2, verse number 12, "And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write these things, saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. Thou hold fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth." Our Father and our God, once again, we bow in your presence tonight. We thank you for the kids that came up tonight and adopted these stuffed animals. Lord, I thank you that we get to read the Bible with our kids as we read it, as we've adopted these animals. Lord, I thank you tonight that you've adopted me into your family tonight. I thank you that you've washed me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you tonight that the name of Jesus moves mountains. I thank you tonight that the name of Jesus saves souls. I thank you tonight that the name of Jesus removes all kind of sickness and diseases tonight. And Lord, I stand on that tonight in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. I ask you to guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything that comes out of my mouth tonight be said about you. Let me not say it in error, but let me say it, thus saith the word of God. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Hold on to his name. As we come tonight and we see this, Jesus told here the church at Pergamos that he knew they were in a hot seat. He knew they was in a hot place, and if you would, they was in a hot seat or in a hot place, and that Satan was all around them here when you come to study. And Wednesday night, we'll get deeper into that, how they was in the hot seat, how that Zeus was there, and his statue would be some 900 foot tall, and they would be worshiping him, and there was a lot going on there, a lot that people was worshiping, and he knew they was there. But he said the church was placed right where Satan was having a heyday, right in the middle where Satan was having a heyday. But even if you think you're in the hot seat, remember, hold fast the name of Jesus. Amen. And tonight, you say, preacher, in verse 13 tonight, he says, "I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name." You say, what is the big deal about holding fast the name of Jesus? What is the big deal about holding on to the name of Jesus Christ? What is it a big deal of holding on to that name? I don't know about you tonight, but I'm proud of my name, ain't you? I'm proud of the name of my last name tonight, and I'm proud of what the Lord has done in my life. But the greatest name that I'm proud of tonight is the name Jesus Christ, because that name is a name that is above all names. And tonight, as we got this, I want to give you a few things that the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, does in our life tonight. It is a big deal tonight. Amen. And can I say to you tonight, if you're in the hot seat, Jesus is a big deal. If you're on trial, Jesus is a big deal. If you've been found guilty, Jesus is a big deal. And Jesus is a big deal tonight. You say, you sure make a big deal out of the name of Jesus, because it saved my soul from the devil's hell. Amen. I want to give you tonight, if you will, five areas here. I want to show you in the Bible that the name of Jesus, you need to hold on to it. Number one tonight, in Acts chapter number 4, in verse number 12, you're saved through his name. You cannot be saved in any other name tonight but through the name of Jesus Christ. Any other religion is not a gospel tonight. The gospel tonight is the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ tonight. So I see tonight that I am saved through his name. They were holding on to that name and holding on fast to it. And the Bible says in Acts chapter number 4 in verse number 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's nothing else can save you tonight but the name of Jesus. He said, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know what tonight? The Bible, the King James Bible says that we must be saved by the name of Jesus Christ, by no other way. There is no other name to be saved tonight but by the name of Jesus Christ. They was holding fast to that even though they was worshiping all kinds of false idols. They were holding on to the name of Jesus. Do you know tonight that there's a lot of ministers in the world we live in? You can get on TV, you can get on TBN, you can listen all around, and there's a lot of ministers that don't believe that that Jesus is the only way. They believe that He is a good way. They believe that He is a better way. They believe that He is a way. But they will not tell you that Jesus Christ is the only way. They say if you think that Jesus Christ is the only way, that you're narrow-minded or you're a bigot or you're outside the lines. Friends, can I say to you tonight that there is no other name tonight than the name of Jesus? And you either got to stand with that or you won't stand with it. And he said, I want you to hold fast to that name. I know that the world has changed a lot in the days that we live in. But if you're a Christian tonight, you're fixing to be in the hot seat more than you've ever been. So you better get ready tonight and stand in that name tonight, the name of Jesus. We're saved through His name tonight, but look with me as well. Not only are we saved in His name, but there is strength in His name. Amen? There's strength in His name tonight. Look what the Bible says in Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 20. If you want to turn there tonight, I have it on the notes tonight if you got one when you come in. But in Matthew chapter number 18 and verse number 20, I thought about that as I studied how we're saved in His name, but there's also strength in His name. You know what tonight? He says here in Matthew 18, 20, for where two or three are gathered together in My name... Where two or three are gathered together in My name. And in a Baptist church, it's difficult sometimes to get two or three together in His name. Hey, you can be in the same building, in the same place, but that don't mean they're together. Hey, I've been in churches where they didn't, whoa, glory. That didn't mean they was together. They was a center aisle for a reason because there was a division in that local body. The ones on the right didn't get along with the ones on the left, and the ones on the left didn't get along with the ones on the right. And the preacher was trying to be a mediator between both of them. But you know what tonight? Jesus promises you this in the Word of God. Friends, tonight, I want you to know this. If you feel like you ain't heard from God in a while, or you feel like God's way out there somewhere, you get you a brother or sister in Christ, and you grab that hand where two or three are gathered, you know, hold Him up to His promise. Amen. Whoa, glory. Hold Him up to His promise. Here's what He said. For where two or three are gathered together in My name. Now, I'm not talking about getting together and talking about football. Right there where you're at. He said, where two or three are gathered together in My name. Now, I'm not talking about getting together and talking about football. Huh? I'm not talking about getting together and talking about deer hunting. I'm not talking about getting together and talking about any other stuff. He said, when you get together... and you're talking about Me. You're needing Me to move. Can I get a witness? Where two or three are together in My name, there I'm in the midst of them. That's strength in His name. Why? Because when you get there together and you hold on to His name, number one, He's going to be in the presence of you and that other individual. He is going to sit down right amongst you and that other individual. I have seen it time and time again. I have been down in a valley, down in a slump, get around two or three men of God. It ain't long, we're coming out of the valley. We're climbing on up out of the valley, Brother Chad. Amen? Climbing on up, getting on out of there. You know what? Tonight, that's what He is saying. He said there's strength when you get around each other. And that's why that church at Pergamos had to hold together. Not only is there His presence is there, but His promise is there. He says, there I'm in the midst of them. Why? Because He is in the middle. Everything we do, He ought to be the center tonight. He shouldn't be on the outside. He shouldn't be on the down low. He should be right in the middle. Everything this church does, everything every member does of this church, Jesus Christ should be right in the middle. If we do anything in this church and it ain't centered around God, we don't need to be doing it. He says tonight, His presence is there, His promise is there, and His power is there in His name. In His name. Let me tell y'all this, and I want to hold my place there. I just get excited, man. Mama come home, and I'm just excited, and I can't help myself. Can I get a witness to somebody? Yes, I can't help my... Y'all know what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. Y'all didn't get an evening nap. Come on. But what I'm trying to say is there's power in His name. His presence, His promise, and His power. We have prayed for Mama. We've laid hands on Mama. We've done everything Sister Molly's prayed for, laid hands on her. I mean, all over this room, there's people been praying. And here's what I told Mama when she come home, when they Brandy picked her up yesterday and we got her to her house. I said, Mama, I said, listen, I want you to go to church in the morning. I want you to go at least on Sunday morning, and I want you to go on Wednesday. You say, what are you doing? My Mama's 71, but she needs encouragement too. Huh? Hey, I'm not going to let her lay at home and not come. I want to encourage her. I said, I understand you sick, and I understand you might not be able to come Sunday night, but you need to be there on Sunday morning. Not because we're adding you to the road to send to the Baptist meetings down there. Not because the tithe you put in the plate. That ain't none of that. Why? Because I want my mama to get under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And glory to God, hallelujah. I know with a crowd this size, at least two or three of us can get together on something, amen. Either at least two or three of us can come together. Maybe not all of us. Some of us may not want to get together. But two or three of us can get together and get to pray and see the presence of God fall in this place. See His power come down in here and somebody be blessed, amen. Today when we got out of church, we got going out the back door. My mama was kidding and just having a good time. Ain't seen that on my mama in a long time. Listen to me. Oh, Satan will try to isolate you for 100 days and get you away from the people of God. You know why he don't want you to come to church on Sunday night? He wants to isolate you. You know why he wants you to come two Sundays out of a month? It's to isolate you. He wants to push you over. If he can get you over there, if he can get you worshiping anything but God, he thinks it's a victory. I talked to Mama before I come to church. I said, Mama, how you doing? She said, I'm doing great. I said, how you feel, Mama? She said, I feel great. I said, how was church this morning? She said, son, I just loved it. She said, it's been 100 days since I've been there. And she said, you just don't know how good it made me feel just coming back. Folks, tonight, that's what we got to get. There's going to be things out there that's going to try to steal your worship, going to try to steal what God's wanting you to do, going to try to get you to lay at home, try to quit coming. And his greatest thing is this, Satan's greatest attack is this, is oh, they don't care about you. Oh, they don't care about you. They don't need you. Can I say to you tonight, we care about everybody at this place. Hey, everybody here is needed. You're needed here. When you think you're not needed, remember, you're needed. Brother BJ said you're needed. You say, well, I ain't got nothing to do. Come to me. We'll find you something to do. You're needed in this local body to be what God has called you to be in your life and to walk that walk. Look what he said here to the church at Pergamos. Here's what he said. He said, I know that you're in that hot seat. I know what's going on. You're saved through my name. You got strength through my name. He said, but people hate you because of my name. He said, listen, you're in the hot seat, and I know where Satan's seat is, and I know how he's trying to get you, and I know how he's trying to wear your old head out, and I know how you're getting weak, and you're getting worn, and you're getting weary, and you need a touch of the Holy Ghost. If you'll get around two or three brothers, I promise you I'll be right there in the midst. Let me tell you this. He said you'll be hated for his name. Turn with me to Matthew chapter number 10 in verse number 22 tonight, and I believe this so much tonight, that when you claim the name of Jesus, you're going to be hated. Keep your mouth shut. Don't mention nothing. You'll be okay, though. Keep your mouth shut at work. Don't mention Jesus. Don't uplift him at all. Get along with everybody. When they let a cuss word slip, go along with them. When they're looking at dirty stuff on their phone, get you a peek and you're going to be okay. But that ain't going to work with Jesus. You stand your ground, and I promise you what, there'll be a little bit of hatred come because of what you're standing for. But can I say to you, it ain't what you're standing for, it's who you're standing for. Who you're standing for, Brother Roy. Who we're standing on tonight. Man, it's full of glory. Matthew 10 and verse number 22, Lord, the Bible says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He said, you're going to be hated for my name, but you keep on keeping on. And in this text, before we move on, I want to share with you this. Somebody that you may not have heard of very much in verse number 13. It was a faithful witness named Antipas. And if you look in the Bible and you go to your Strong's Concordance or you go to your eSword on your app on your phone, you're not going to find his name throughout the Bible. There's not a lot said about this man. There's not a lot known about this man, but God knows this man. God know this man stayed faithful, and he said he was a martyr for me. He stood when nobody else would, but he stood faithful. He said people didn't like it, but he didn't give up. He stood what he was supposed to do. I wrote this in the notes if you got them. The name of Jesus offends people. Why? Because the name of Jesus demands repentance. The name of Jesus demands repentance. When Jesus comes on board in your life, you repentance. You got to change. You got to turn. You can't go the same way. There's a change of mind. He come in. He's lived inside of you. There's a change. You're not the same. There's a turning. There's a turning. It's like I told this morning about the dog. We're returning to his vomit. I'm not a dog. Sister Vicky, I'm a sheep. I'm a lamb. Leave me thine. That's what I am. But there was a time in my life, you know what I'd want to do when everybody'd be getting on me wanting to do? I'd want to go back and try that old life. And I'd try to digest what that old life was like. You don't say, try to listen to cussing on TV because it might be a good movie. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? You try to adapt back in just a little. Try to just do what everybody else is doing. And you digest that stuff. You digest it in, and when you do, it don't fit good. You get nauseated, you get sick, and you have to spit it up because it don't sit good. He says tonight that the name of Jesus demands repentance, but the name of Jesus demands respect. Demands repentance and demands respect. I can tolerate a lot of stuff, and you can too. But there's one thing I can't tolerate, and that's somebody taking the Lord's name in vain. I can tolerate a lot. I mean, I can. I can tolerate a lot. Believe it or not, I know y'all don't think I can, but I can. I don't blow up everywhere, okay? I try to be courteous some places. We was last night at Shoppers Value in Hamilton, and my wife went in to get groceries. And these kids out there, and they were cussing up a storm. And I was sitting there with my window down, and I mean, they were letting it eat. 15, 16-year-old kids driving, cussing, using bad language. And this man come flying around up by him, knew him. He knew him. He always said, hey, y'all better hush that up right now. I know every one of y'all's mama's daddy. And that come out of your mouth again, I'm telling them. I'm sitting there minding my own business. I ain't got a dog in this race. Got my window rolled down. And you know how you do when you're listening, but you're not. You're looking that way, but you're like, what's going on over here, you know? And he rode by me, he come up by my truck there and had my window down. He said, what would you do? I said, I ain't in this. Tell their parents. Tell them. Tell them. If you heard my daughter out there using all kind of language, don't talk behind my back. Come tell it to my face. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And he said, my commandments are not grievous. Let me move on here. He says here the name of Jesus offends people because it demands repentance and it demands respect. But number four tonight, there is a reward for his name. When you hold fast to that name, there is a reward for his name. Matthew 19:29, if you want to turn with me there. Matthew 19:29, there is a reward for his name tonight. There is a reward. We talked about the crowns that we will receive last Wednesday night, but there is a reward for his name. Matthew 19:29. Here's what the Bible says. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold. Can I say tonight, anything you gave up for Jesus, you ain't lost nothing. Anybody that is not with you anymore, and they was your friend at one time, then you got born again and y'all don't run together no more, you've not lost nothing. If God asked you to give $10,000 tomorrow to this church, you ain't lost nothing. You gained. If God moved, whatever he moves on you, you ain't lost nothing. He said, anybody does this for me, I'm going to give it back 100-fold. And there's not a man in this room, I can tell you right now, that you gave God more than he's gave you. Ain't a man in this room, ain't a woman in this room, you ain't gave God more than he's gave you. That's how he works. Nobody can brag and say, oh, I've been a lot better to God than God's been. No. Because he said, anything you do for me in my name, I'm going to give it back 100-fold. He said, you can't outgive me. You can't outdo me. You can't handle me. Grave couldn't hold me. Because that's who I am. That's who he is. And you say, preacher, it cost me to be a Christian. Whatever it cost you, you've done got it back 100-fold. And if you ain't got it back yet, it's coming. Just wait. Oh, glory. Why does it feel like preaching sometime around here? You get excited, don't y'all? To know I'm getting it back 100-fold. Does anybody got any money in any bank that pays back 100-fold? You put 100 in, what's the calculation? Give me something. Here at Math Lady, Miss Cagle, if I give 100 and get back 100-fold, what's that? I don't know neither. A lot. It's a lot. I know if I give a dollar, I'm going to get back $100, right? So you're not going to outdo him. Hold fast to his name. No matter what comes, hold fast. Don't waver. Don't waver. Listen to me. Don't waver. Hold fast to what he's called you to do. And everyone, and when he says that everyone that has forsaken houses and brethren, sisters, mothers, and wife, and children, and lands for my name's sake, that don't mean that you hate them. That just means you can't do what they do. That just means you can't line up with the world. That just means that if it's your daddy or your mama and they're not lined up with the Word of God and they want you to do something that's not lined up with the Word of God, you can't go that route. You can't go that route. As your pastor, if I call you to do something that's not lined up in the Word of God, don't you follow me. Forsake it. Get away from it. You stay with the book. You stick with the Lord. He'll never lead you wrong. He says, and shall inherit everlasting life. But the fifth thing, as I studied this, I understood that not only do we have a reward for his name, but we at every knee will bow and tongue confess his name. That's the name that they held fast to. You see, they was worshiping all kinds of false idols there at Pergamos, all kinds. And here's what they knew. They knew there was going to come a day they could either do it now or later, that they was going to have to bow and confess the name of Jesus. It's coming, here or there. You bow here and confess him, heaven's your home. You bow there and confess him, hell's your home. It's too late. There's no salvation when you leave here. Once you leave this walk of life, it's sealed. It's sealed. There's no returning back. You're not getting another body. You're not getting another chance. You're not coming back as a bird. You're sealed. And what you've done with the name of Jesus is going to determine where you spend eternity. Look with me, if you will, and we'll be closing in Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 11, what the Bible says. Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 11, what the Bible says tonight. For it is written. Well, ain't you glad it's written down? For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. You will. Philippians chapter number 2 in verse 10 and 11, if you'll turn with me there. Philippians chapter number 2. Verse 10 and 11. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Philippians 2:10, the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's going to happen. God the Father. There's going to come a day that that's going to happen for everybody. I hope you've already done that. You've made him Lord of your life. I hope and pray that you've done that. I hope and pray that you know that when you got born again, you married in or you was adopted in to the body of Christ. I hope you know what being saved is. Being saved ain't something that you do. It's what you are. You are saved. You are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have a relationship with the Father because of the name of Jesus Christ and what he's done in your life. You've entered into a covenant. And all the way through the Bible, that covenant is related to marriage, just like marriage is a covenant that two peoples entered into. And when you got born again, you entered into a covenant with Christ Jesus. No longer my will, but thy will. When a man and a woman gets married, no longer it's his will or her will, it's our will together. We're together. When you got born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you entered into a covenant, and that covenant's this, that I'm going to hold fast the name of Jesus, no matter what it costs me. You say, well, I didn't count the cost. You might want to go back and count the cost. I didn't know it was going to be like this. You might want to go back and count the cost. To hold fast the name of Jesus is not going to be easy. It's not going to be convenient. But I promise you this, it's going to be worth it one day. It's going to be worth it one day. I was telling Sister Kim and Sister Denise, Brother OJ and Brother Lee sitting right over there, as our mom, we didn't know what we was going to do, where we was going to go. I'd done all I could do with my physical hands. And the last thing, only thing I had left to do was pray. Listen, I'm just a human. Believe it or not, I'm not perfect. I had got to a place where I couldn't do nothing for her, Sister Kim, but pray. And when all I could do, and I'm not as spiritual as y'all, I know I'm not. I have major hiccups, major. But all I could do was pray for her. And I felt so helpless because all I could do was pray. Sister Kim Robinson said, was that not the greatest thing you could do? Yes. The greatest thing I could do was pray for her. But when I exhausted everything, I'm talking about, son, I'd prayed all the way through, but I'm talking about when you finally give it up and say, God, it's yours. There's nothing else I can do. Has anybody ever been there in your life? You said, Lord, I can't do nothing else. I am sick. I'm done. I hadn't been there in a long time. We hadn't as a family. And Sunday night when me and Chester got there in that altar, she was squalling, I was squalling, we was having just a good old time. And we just said, Lord, we're at our wit's end. And at the name of Jesus, whatever you want to do, it's okay with us. Monday, in the name of Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know. I don't know how much longer she's got. May it be 10 years, 20 years, maybe one day. I don't know how much longer you got, 20 years, 10 years, maybe one day. But I do know this, that day I got to lead my mama to Jesus at 70 years old. Gives me a peace that passes all understanding. When I walked into her house, and I said, what's wrong, mama? And she said, I'm lost. I didn't try to convince her any other way. I took that Bible, we laid it in her lap, and I let her down the book, write down the word. And thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved. Why? Because it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Tonight, if I can give you anything tonight, hold fast the name of Jesus. If there's anything, and I got it wrote in the notes there. If you got a note, I got it wrote there. And it's a paraphrasing. It may not be paraphrasing. Here's what I said. Brothers and sisters, all you got is Jesus. All you got. Your belongings you got here, it ain't yours. No. You borrowed it. The land you live on, you borrowed it. The money you got, you borrowing it. It ain't yours. No matter how much you got stored up, it ain't yours. You just borrowing every bit of it. Because when you die, it ain't going. Only it can't go. Why? It's corruptible. And corruption shall not inherit eternal life. Corruption can't. So tonight, how am I not a corrupted person? How's my soul, my spirit not corrupted? By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, this body won't even enter heaven. This body won't. When you have somebody laying up here in a casket and they're, man, I'm just, and they're laying here, that's the last time you'll ever worship with that body. That funeral's the last time. You'll never worship with that body again. That body's gone. It's over. For the saved person, it's going to be a glorified body, amen? Coming forth. Why? Because the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, if I give you anything, as your pastor, hold on to it. It's the greatest thing you got. Name of Jesus. Greatest thing you got. I don't know about you, but I'm going to share it, don't you? Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you that we can hold fast to the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, I pray you bless this congregation tonight. I pray you watch over us. I pray as we circle up tonight and we pray around this building tonight, Father, Lord, I pray that you move in a mighty way. I pray you set down from heaven, Father, in this place. Lord, if there be anybody sick, that you heal their body. That one that don't even know they're sick tonight, I pray you heal their body. Lord, tonight, the one that's got things going on this week, I pray you mentor them and help them this week, Father, in a mighty way. Lord God, I pray you move on them. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. Thank you for the kids, Sister Vicky, and what she did tonight. Lord, I thank you for putting that burden on her heart. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand as we sing.